integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, bananas, the superfood of foods, are they? Boy, there's always some fruit trying to be at the top, but I have to say, I think that there are some things about bananas that people don't know. I mean, they certainly are everywhere. I see them in smoothies, banana splits. I can remember as a kid going to the High Wheeler and having like 7 bananas in one sitting because it had like 14 scoops of ice cream on it. Not the best way, but bananas in salads. You know, bananas, I mean, with all the cooking shows, you can even find them at some entrees. But how good are they for you? Well, we're gonna talk all about why you should probably be getting your daily banana.
Yeah, I think you should. Of course, you are calling it the greatest, and you're up against my avocado. You know I'm an avocado fan, so you're calling banana the greatest in the face of the avocado. This is quite the throwdown here.
Why I think they're so fascinating, that and avocados, quite honestly, is the that I like that texture, the banana texture, the avocado texture.
Yeah, me too.
I think they're the same, but here's a couple things you might not know about bananas. Like, first of all, the smell of bananas, and you know, it's a very identifiable smell, may be able to suppress your appetite. All right, I think we might have your attention now, right? Yes, according to a study performed at the Smell and Taste Treatment and Research Foundation in Chicago, smelling certain foods when you are hungry can trick your brain into thinking that you've actually eaten them.
That's a real place.
We've talked about this before. That's the cephalic stage of digestion. And so bananas, because they are a high glycemic food, so high in natural sugars, you smell them, your brain kicks off some... Now, you don't want to do this too much, so you wouldn't want to have bananas with artificial sweetener or anything, get that brain going where there's so much insulin pouring out. But it actually, if you just have a slight sniff of a banana, you can actually decrease your appetite. What do you think about that? I bet people didn't realize that.
I didn't know that, but I'm still amazed that there's something called the taste smell. What was that place in Chicago called, the taste smell?
Oh, yeah. I pulled some research from these folks before. It's the Smell and Taste Treatment and Research Foundation in Chicago.
God, there's a foundation for everything.
I know. Well, so...
But that's really also cool, though, the
now,
smell
as,
and taste.
As an athlete, I love this, but you always see triathletes have bananas taped to their bikes, et cetera. Mm. Well, they might be able to actually improve your athletic performance. There's actually an Olympian, Johan Blake. He reportedly eats 16 bananas a day. But once again, I pulled it from a study at the Appalachian State University of Human Performance Lab found that consuming half a banana every 15 minutes during a cycling time trial test was as effective as drinking a carbohydrate-matched sports drink every 15 minutes. And so if you're active, it's a pretty nice way to replenish and rehydrate almost.
It's definitely, you're battling my avocado very good to be called the greatest here. It's interesting because you said something a few shows ago, Holly, that has really stuck with me. Many things, but you know, the best foods have no labels.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you said that, and I love simple things. I mean, you know, these don't come with labels. We know that there's C and B6 carotenoids. There is vitamin A in these things, along with a lot of potassium, which is what it's famous for. And again, listeners out there, if you are on potassium pills or taking a potassium type of water pill, one banana is most of the time safe. But beyond that, you really want to check with your doctor about how many bananas you can have. But again, there's that no-label superfood that comes in its own airtight, sealed package.
Well, and I love that you mentioned how nutrient-dense it is. Yes, I was going to get there, but thank you, yes. So not only nutrient-dense, but believe it or not, quite cost-effective as some nutrients, because banana prices have decreased 37% since 1980. Can you believe that?
Why is that?
One of the reasons, due to greater efficiencies in production, for the most part, distribution, transportation, all of the things that hike our prices up for food, bananas, they've been having a good year. They've been having a couple good decades.
They have. Well, and I was just looking through some things here that the dried banana, sort of like dried okra, they've talked about healing ulcers too. And there's two research studies to support it.
See, and I'm thinking bananas might be the super of all superfoods. Now, I think they're also diet friendly. Because you're only looking, besides being nutrient dense, 100 calories per, I would say, a small to medium banana provides 30 grams of carbohydrates, 3 grams of fiber. And in addition to filling fiber, bananas contain resistant starch, okay? Now, this is a type of carbohydrate you can't digest, but it helps you to feel fuller longer. Yeah. And that's really, really important, I think, for
bananas
folks.
Do make me full.
Very satiating.
They do make me feel full. If I'm in a hurry and I need a quick snack, like, it's nice because once in a while I'm just starving them at a gas station and I'm not a jerky guy or anything, and now they're carrying bananas. And I'll just have one, and it really will fill me through the day. And I'm not concerned about the sugar so much because there's a lot of fiber to match it. So that tends to make the sugar slowly release into my system. And maybe that's one reason why it's so satiating, because there's a nice amount of fiber in bananas as well. You know, my poor avocado's getting beat up pretty good about now.
Well, I'm feeling like a banana avocado salad right now. Unlike, I would say, avocados, I think bananas are portable and they're versatile. Now, avocados, of course, are very versatile. Not as portable. I mean, sure, you can take them along, but you're going to need a knife and you might need something to put them on. Bananas, I don't have to break it down for the listeners out there. They are pretty incredible as far as being eaten on the go. And when I'm trying to work with folks who are very smart and very motivated, but sometimes just need the creativity to eat well, bananas is one of these things that I have, and I have people make a food bag, you know, because people have all sorts of excuses. Well, I got caught up here, you know, to not nourish themselves throughout the day and not nourish themselves well. Banana, there's a little banana hole in the food bag, and bananas can go in there. Very, very, very versatile. Besides all the potassium, vitamin C, quite honestly. You can get 15% of the daily requirement, not that we pay much attention to that, of vitamin C in a banana. That's pretty darn absorbable.
Yeah, and I go back to nutrient dense, things nature paths like. Nutrient dense comes in its own sealed package. High fiber makes you feel full over time. Pretty, you know, high antioxidant levels. You got the carotenoids in there. You know when they're spoiled or not, very easy. Like, I got to confess, avocados, I just can't get the knack of knowing when they're fresh. A banana, easy peasy. So my avocado, I believe, is now a close second, but the banana is king.
I'm all of a sudden feeling bad for highlighting the banana today, but I do think that it's one of those things. Now, of course, I'm going to say that we're going to look for organic, and I do not believe that price is going to take you outside of the efficiency, the effectiveness of bananas being a convenient food that is smart, nutrient dense, portable, versatile. You can use it in so many different things, and I think people should start getting them in. I think, you know, they definitely need to be a star in everybody's diet, and it's something that you can have every day as well.
Yeah, it is something that's every day, and your body's not going to become allergic to it. The body's not going to have different problems with it. And especially as a super summer food, that extra potassium for managing blood pressure and helping support a lot of things is going to come in handy. It really is.
I completely agree. Well, I'm going to let you take us out on this one because I think...
Well, bananas versus avocados. Sorry, go ahead.
I know it sounds, sometimes the simple things are what's so cool to just be reminded of, that this is something that is easy, convenient. Mm-hmm. I'll let you go with it there.
Well, bananas versus avocados. Banana is the number one. Avocado is a close number two. Banana is a superfood. It comes in its own package, healthy, high in fiber, high in antioxidants, as well as minerals. And a banana day will let you listen to the radio show, but you won't need to come and see Holly and I in our office.